Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We are two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track, because otherwise we'll go everywhere and every crook, nook, and cranny and location. Oh, already need the bell. Welcome back, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're recording remotely in our own studios. The bell can't stop taking pictures of herself right now.
Because I want to post it on the Instagram.
Maybe you should do Instagram stories to tease them what's coming up. Oh my god!
Hey guys, watch out for the Instagram picture that's gonna coming up.
Wait.
You know what?
What? Thing?
What? What's today's topic?
Oh, today you want to get into it already? Today's topic is tamago.
Yes, tamago. Tamago is egg in Japanese. So
you know how people, a lot of people who do not speak tamago might actually know the word tamago when we remind them of two things. You know what they are?
Yolk and the white part.
No, I meant they don't. There are two things in their pop culture or whatever their culture that's not Japanese culture that we can, or a Japanese culture that seep into the mainstream culture about two things, so that they might know what tamago is even before they knew what tamago means in Japanese. Okay, she did not understand what I'm saying. Okay, so
I'm like, why you talk such a high level today?
No, okay, so let me, I think if I give you one example, you'll probably know. You know how sushi is very popular in just like in general culture, right? In like a mainstream culture. And a lot of people, when they order sushi, they don't know what tamago is because it's on the menu. So they see the tamago sushi and then they'll know. Not sushi, but nigiri. And then they would say, it's tamago. So they actually know tamago means egg.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other pop culture or something that happened before that they might know the word tamago means egg? Okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay, please.
No, wrong sound. I should play this. So the hint is, you might have played with it when you were young. It's a game. It's a toy. It's digital. It looks like a watch that you have to feed it. What? What?
I get it.
What?
Tamagotchi.
Yes! That is correct.
What about Tamagotchi? I forgot. That's such a long ago. It's an old thing.
Tamagotchi, it's like a little watch almost, as digital, and you have to put a battery in, and then you have to feed it. You have to like take care of it. You have to pat it. You have to give it food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was popular.
That was like around the time of when we came to America, I think. Like the mid to later 90s. I think it started off earlier than that. It started off in the 90s, but I can't remember. I remember when I went to Walmart in Warrensburg. They actually,
what's so funny? It's a cool place, yo.
It's the only cool place, right? Walmart. Yeah, so that tells you how cool fun place. The city is. But not city. Is it a city? Yeah. It's a city of Warrensburg. City. Not a small town of Warrensburg.
It's city, thank you.
Okay. So it's city when there are students there. When people go summer vacation, it becomes a small town. And so Warrensburg, the Walmart, when I went to that Walmart, I remember seeing Tamagotchi. There.
Oh, Walmart.
Yeah. So, so that was like 95, 96. So probably it became popular in the 90s. Like early 90s or mid 90s. I remember. Did you have one?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's not popular in Japan. It is popular in Japan. I remember I have to get my cousin, whose wife is Japanese, she would buy us Tamagotchi, like different types, different kinds of Tamagotchi, and then bring us back.
Pretty much everybody had it, but I don't think I had one.
Were you not interested? Tell us why.
You know me.
What? I don't.
I'm not into those like Tamagotchi or like Pokemon or like shit like that. I don't really understand why people obsess about those things.
Because it's fun, isn't it? It's like a pet. It's a digital pet.
I know. That's why probably I didn't get one.
And
I'd rather
get
a pet.
Oh, did yours die and then you don't want to have it anymore, like the bird?
No. I don't kill pet. I just
Except
kill
for
plant.
Your bird, yeah.
I just can't keep the plant grow, but I don't.
But bird, though.
Huh?
Didn't you squish your bird?
Hey.
Right.
Why you remind me of this saddest story ever?
But you shared it with listeners before.
Oh my gosh. When I was little.
Oh, you people already know the story.
Maybe this is my brother's favorite story. My older brother, who's mean to me. I do not call him my brother. But anyway, that's his all-time favorite story of me. More than he put the mustard in my mouth while I was sleeping. Or more than, my brother and my dad put the quill egg in my little bird cage.
Oh.
And it surprised me that the bird gave the birth of the little egg, you know? Anyway, they were bad. They were horrible. So I grew up with the bird.
Maybe that's why you code blue. Because sometimes I treat you like
my brother.
Like, yeah. So that's when you hated it. That's when code blue.
Yes. So then because of, hysterical laugh after that I had to hear and, hated it. Anyway.
So they're laughing on your expense, so you don't like it.
Yeah. Because treat me like dumb, So anyway. So I love the bird. I fed the bird from the baby time. So the bird was thinking I'm a mama. One night I was like, oh, so cute. I think I'm going to just hold it for a while, before put it back to the cage. I fell asleep. And morning, I'm like, where's my bird? It was under my neck. It was flat.
Did poop come out?
No, it was just like kind of squished it.
Oh no. How old were you?
I was
Must
the
be
third
traumatic.
Grader.
Third grader, so it's probably like 9, 10 years old. 9 years old.
Yeah, it traumatized me so horrible. And I cried. Everybody kind of said, what? Because everybody loved the bird, right? Because like when I go, and it came to me, it came to my family, what did you do? Blah, blah, blah. And I cried. And later, my brother started laughing. Like that I smashed the baby, like killed the bird. So then sure enough, when I first introduced my James, he had to tell him the story of that. The bad memory that I forgot about it, I sealed it. If you watch the new movie of like Shining sequel movie, it's the box.
You sealed it.
You have to watch the movie of what the box means. I put everything in the box, sealed it. But then my brother was just opening up and then just told Jameson, you know what James did? He laughed like crazy. And he still kind of remind me too now. I hate that. When I talk about my brother, it's horrible. And then, whenever, you know, we're, you know, eating together, whatever, then, okay, pour the water in my glass. He always pours like one drop first. And I say, dude, really? Just one drop, nothing. So put more. Okay. And he fill all the way to the top of the glass and I can't even drink it. My brother does that. He's so mean to me.
Code blue. Siblings. So.
Code blue.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about egg cooking and now.
Yeah, let's talk about tobacco. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, let's talk about real egg. Okay, so how do you like eating eggs? Number one.
To be honest with you, I do not care for yolk.
Why? Tell. Explain.
Because it's stinky. Like it smells really raw. And
if you cook it, it still smells raw.
Yeah. I mean, scrambled egg, I can, you know, but I don't. I just rather eat just a white egg, white part only.
Oh.
Always like that.
That's why we're good friends, because I love egg yolk.
Right, right. So that you can have mine, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Especially runny egg yolk. Oh my God, I love it. I particularly like a ramen egg. Oh my God, that's like best. Oh my gosh, so good. And when I do hard boiled egg, I love, my stomach is growling right now. I don't know how I can stand until 2 o'clock. Oh my gosh, my webinar about to start. And so
I know.
So I can't cook an egg, hard boiled egg, to really, you know, some people boil the hard-boiled egg so much that there's like a green sulfur ring on the egg yolk. I hated it. It has to be. I like it fudgy, almost like so slightly more cooked than the ramen egg, but it's still wet. So it's almost like fudge.
Have you heard about onsen egg? Onsen tamago?
No, tell me.
Onsen tamago is like a hot spring eggs.
Uh-huh.
So they cook into the hot spring, natural hot spring temperature to boil the egg. So it's never hard. It's almost like a half runny, kind of half and half cook. And you,
it's like
you
a half boiled, soft boiled egg.
Yeah, exactly. So then you
can you describe the texture so that I can find out if I've had that style before?
Yeah. You can peel that, you know, shell, right?
Uh-huh.
But still, when you peeled it, if you accidentally like put pork to the hole, whatever, that runny, it's gonna come out a little bit runny, like
so
that.
So it's like a poached egg.
Or yeah, maybe... poached egg. That exactly poached egg.
So maybe it's kind of like when I cook using a sous vide machine, I can cook. Sous vide means like cooking in vacuum seal. You know, like steak, you can vacuum seal it and then you cook in the water with a constant temperature. And then it gets your steak up to a certain, like a perfect exact temperature. Or you can cook egg in it. So it's the same thing. When you knock on the egg, crack the egg, the egg comes out, but it holds a shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the white really white? Like it holds its shape, or is it hard like a hard boiled egg outside?
It's a little bit closer to boiled egg, but it still has a shape. But yolk is almost like a runny. Runny.
I like that too. I think Malaysia we call it half boiled egg, and we have actually a device that you do that with. You put the eggs in and you put hot water, and there's like a tiny little hole underneath the device, and the device would drip down. So by the time it drips slowly all the way to the end, that means it's a half cooked. So you knock it out, it almost, the white is turned white, it turned opaque, but it's very runny. It's very runny. It's
right.
Like, almost like water, like a really soft jello.
Yeah.
But it holds a shape, so when you knock on it, it kind of just turns into almost like it's like a soy custard.
Yeah, like a really soft custard.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love egg. Okay, yes, like, that I love. I love. I'm gonna love it. Yes,
I cannot. So people put the soy sauce on that too, or eat as it.
Soy sauce or and white pepper.
Yeah,
so good.
So ooh.
Dip. You can dip like a toast in it too. So good.
Oh my gosh. Well, then also in Japan, people eat raw egg. You crack the egg to the bowl. Over rice. Or when you cook like a yakiniku, it's like a stir fry or pan. What is that? Yakiniku is like you cook very thin beef on that like hot skillet pan.
Yeah.
And they just dip it into the raw egg and eat it. I cannot. It's just gross. I can't. Stinky. Right now, being pregnant, I can't eat any raw thing. You know, but it's okay. Nothing changed because I never like anything the undercooked or raw. That's why, you know, when James cooks steak, he has to make sure it's not pink. Because pink, I had to put in microwave, you know. Mm. And it's just, so last night, he had almost like a red, right? I mean, like,
because he had Angus beef. He probably like a medium rare.
Oh, yeah, he does. Like, you know, like undercooked, you know, like soft.
Yeah. The correct way of eating steak.
And I can't, you know, have to be well done always.
Oh, my God.
I know. And when I order filet.
Oh, my mignon. Gosh. Wait. Why? Okay, so I just heard from a chef that if you want to eat a well-done steak, don't get a filet mignon. Get other cut that still tastes good, that has a little bit more fat. So so don't get a filet mignon because filet mignon has no fat. So all you do is you get hardened protein. So they say if you want to get that, get like a sirloin ribeye.
Yeah.
But ribeye well-done is a lot tastier than a filet mignon.
So, you know, I learned the hard way, right? I always do learn the hard way, everything. So when we went to, you know, J. Alexander, everything hard way, like it's never easy. Do you know that J. Alexander?
Like deleting our feed. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're a very nice steakhouse. So I order filet mignon. well done. And one time came it like, almost like a charcoal.
Did they try to not to like persuade you not to order it? Well then,
no. I mean, because like, okay,
why do you want filet mignon though?
Well, it's no fat. That's why I wanted it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, but
I thought you like creamy things.
Huh?
I thought you like creamy things.
I like creamy thing, but you know, I don't like blood or bloody stuff. That can't do that. I don't even eat.
Okay, so it's not really about the fat then.
Fat too, but I mean the blood.
You eat pork belly.
If it's cooked.
Yeah, but
pork you have to be cooked. Yeah,
but
you know, but I learned that mignon has to be at least just a medium well.
Mignon, it's like a friend. I know what the title of the show is. Tamago.
What is that?
Mignon. Tamago Mignon.
You know, then
we're so ding. We're talking about steak now.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was delicious. Like after I had a medium well, slightly pink, is okay with
filet. Medium well.
I learned that.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's then, good.
But after that, and I started trying the ribeye. Ribeye is well done. Or a little bit of pink. I can now eat a little pink. I couldn't before, but I can. Because pink is a little bit is like a tender than super hard,
well done,
you know, steak.
Yeah.
But I mean, now during pregnancy, I had to have, you know, well done. I can't do anything because of that baby. But I mean, I might try a little bit. Like your partner had to, you know, turn the light off. And taste it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Without seeing it. I might like it. So I might try that.
I don't know. Knowing you, you're probably not going to like it. Because you're going to taste it. There's a certain...
The smell.
Yeah, it's a smell.
Ah, yeah. That I can't do that.
I don't think you can, yeah.
Yeah, because my scent is like a dog.
Okay, you haven't told me what kind of egg do you like. You like egg white, but how do you typically like your egg prepared when you order egg or when you cook egg?
So you're going to laugh. I like sunny side up.
Wait, there's no sun.
Huh?
There's no sun.
Sunny side up.
But there's no sun in your egg. If you only eat white, egg white.
Exactly. I like sunny side up.
So you just like up.
Yeah, just up. I don't. I give sunny to my James, but I like the way they cook sunny side up.
Oh, so it's a little soft. Like the egg white is still a little soft.
Yeah, and I like the scramble. But scramble, I don't like if it's all the way scramble.
Too dry?
Like a medium scramble, I like it.
Okay.
So it's cooked already, but still you can kind of see. A little like softer, okay. You know.
So what about the Japanese steam egg?
Japanese steam egg?
Yeah. Like steam egg, you know, like in Japanese restaurant, in a little cup that you put dashi and egg in there and then you steam it.
Oh, chawanmushi.
Yeah. Do you like that though?
Oh, I love it.
Oh my gosh, I've
been craving it.
Oh my gosh, huh? I can make those so well. You can make it. Do you have an Instant Pot?
No, I have rice cooker.
You can cook it in anything, I think.
Also, I think we can put the water in a pan.
Yeah, you just steam it.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was going to make it, but it's just a lot of process.
Why?
Maybe I should make it.
Do you have vegetable stock or chicken stock?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what I do is I put, let's say if I put two eggs or three eggs, I knock the crack the egg into a measuring cup, and then I mix it up, and then I look at how much it is. So if it's like maybe 3/4 cup, I will double it, or sometimes even add more. If you want it softer, you can double up to 1.5 times. So if you have like maybe 50 milliliter. Milliliter, not millimeter.
Later.
50 milli. I don't know how. I can't remember what 50 milliliter looks like. But so let's say if you have 50 milliliter, you can then double your chicken stock, that. So add another 50 millimeter of chicken stock, or you can go up to 1.5 times. So you can go up to 75 milliliter.
Okay.
And then you mix everything up, you put it in the dish, and then you steam it. Make sure you seal the top, though. Cover it with either saran wrap or a silicone cover or a foil. Then steam it slowly for 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so soft. You know, it's like really soft tofu.
Yeah, and we usually put in like a shiitake mushroom.
Yeah.
And then like a little spinach or onion. Like a nut or something like that.
You can even put like crab meat in there.
Yeah. I probably do, instead of chicken stock, I probably do like a dashi.
Dashi.
Like hondashi.
Too.
Uh-huh. It's a fish. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, kombu dashi. Oh, my God. Kombu. I love it. I can't wait. Hey, speaking about
food. If you make it, can you take a picture and then post it along with this episode?
If I have time. It's a lot of process. Yeah.
Everything
by the way, remember? What?
Everything is a lot of process.
What? I know it's a lot of process. Hey, remember you sent me the link of the Korean lady who does the cooking show?
Yeah, that looked like you.
She, like me?
Uh-huh.
And I watched it, and like her energy is similar. And like the way she talk and like, I really enjoyed it. I love it.
Hey, I'm sure James would enjoy her too.
Yeah. I told him to like let's watch together, and then I was watching her.
Go back in the episodes where she and her husband went to Korea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll watch that because we don't have TV. We watch everything. We have nothing else to watch, so we've been watching YouTube. We don't have Netflix anymore, so yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. Time to go. Thank
time
you so
to
much
go.
For listening.
That was a multi-topic-y.
Multi-topic-y is Tamago Mignon.
Tamago Mignon.
Well, let's see how she named it. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you subscribe to the show.
Before you go.
Yeah?
Before you go. when we are done with the lockdown, quarantine's over.
Uh-huh.
We should do cooking show with the chawanmushi.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so that we can post it. Yeah.
Well, maybe you want to wait for your baby to turn a little older. Or maybe I'll be carrying the baby, and then you'll be cooking.
Yeah, or I mean, I can leave to James, so.
Oh, that's true. You have to build a nanny. Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, and please subscribe. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, please ask for ding the bell all the time on Spotify. Or if you're listening to this on Tune. Something and all the different places where you get the podcast. Subscribe to us. Bye. We're back. Bye. Ding, ding, ba, ding.